Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 21, verses 22 through 34. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 21, beginning at verse 22. At that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, said to Abraham, God is with you in all that you do. Now therefore swear to me here by God that you will not deal falsely with me, or with my descendants, or with my posterity. But as I have dealt kindly with you, so you will deal with me, and with the land where you have sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. When Abraham reproved Abimelech about a well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized, Abimelech said, I do not know who has done this thing. You did not tell me, and I have not heard of it until today. So Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and the two men made a covenant. Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock apart, and Abimelech said to Abraham, What is the meaning of these 7 ewe lambs that you have set apart? He said, These 7 ewe lambs you will take from my hand, that this may be a witness for me that I dug this well. Therefore that place was called Beersheba, because there both of them swore an oath. So they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, rose up and returned to the land of the Philistines. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned many days in the land of the Philistines. O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a strange event, curiously stuck in the middle of, the middle of the action as related to Abraham and Isaac. This little event at the well of Beersheba takes place right after Isaac is born and Ishmael and Hagar are cast out to wander, as we read just before, in the wilderness of Beersheba. Now, immediately following this encounter with Abimelech and Abraham, we have the binding of Isaac. As Abraham and Isaac go up into the mountain where he will sacrifice his son. Or so that is what Abraham believes. And so I pondered and wondered why we have this event at Beersheba. Here these two men, with the holy complete number 7, make an oath to one another, an oath of peace, an oath to dwell with one another, to deal with one another in kindness, in honesty. This agreement is even then tainted by a disagreement over this well. Abraham didn't tell Abimelech what had been going on. Abimelech didn't care to find out. And so it's almost my bad. We both did bad. Let's agree to be friends. But isn't that the way that we live in this world? How often have I sinned against my brothers and sisters? Sometimes knowingly, because the old Adam still lives within. Sometimes unknowingly. And so too they with me. But what a wonderful gift we have as God's children. And we are free from the temptations, the impulses to get an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, to get even, to get retribution. Instead, we are free to forgive, to say, I'm sorry, and then to say to another, I forgive you. See, this event here that names this place, Beersheba, of oaths, that really is what our life is. Much like Hagar, we wander in the wilderness of Beersheba. We wander in a world of oaths, of one particular oath and promise. We who have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light of Christ by the power of the gospel, we wander in the wilderness of God's promise to us that He will be our God, and we will be His children, that He will be with us, as God Himself said, to the end of the age. We live amidst His promise. The promise Christ gives is His ascension, to be with us always. The promise God made to send us a Savior. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be on His shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. It is the promise that was given to Abraham. And as Hagar and Ishmael went to wander in this wilderness of promise, it was the promise that God had given to Abraham that He speaks again to them. I will make of him, Ishmael, a great nation, because he is your son. It is the promise that was given to Abraham. Look up to the heaven. Count the stars if you can. So shall your offspring be. We wander in that promise given to Abraham. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all families of the earth shall be blessed. It is the promise that was given after our first trespass. As Adam and Eve broke God's command, broke His fellowship, broke His love, and sin came into the world, God spoke to that old devil, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. It is a promise in which we live and move and have our being. In this world, we may think that nothing is promised to us. But God's word says we have every treasure of heaven, and they are yours. Not on account of what you have done, not on account of any oath or agreement you ever made, but on account of His promise. For even though we may be faithless, and each day we come back to the water of baptism to repent of our sins, receive God's forgiveness, and to walk forth each day renewed, He is always faithful. For lo, He is with us unto the end of the age. And as we come to the end of our church year, and we look to that wonderful celebration, the incarnation of God, the fulfillment of that promise, well, let us continue to rejoice that we wander in this wilderness of Beersheba, of God's oath and promise to you, that you are His beloved child, baptized into the blood of Jesus. Your sins are forgiven, and you are a new creation, a child of the Heavenly Father. And in us, we who are the body of Christ, the whole world shall be blessed. For we have been given a wonderful promise to tell, that in Christ Jesus, we have life, forgiveness, and are made children of God. Thanks be to Him. And thanks be for that wilderness of Beersheba. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.